This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the hotline right now, our friend Mad Mike Hughes is stopping by. You remember him. King of the Daredevils, Guinness record for jumping a limo, but we remember him as a flat earther jumping the steam-powered rocket. He's going to be in Denver for that conference, for the Flat Earth International Conference.
They said he couldn't do it, and he ended up launching that thing 1,875 feet into the sky, steam-powered. It's a big deal, man, to be able to pull that off. And part of it was, and I could never really get the feel whether or not he did believe flat earth or not. He was more of a, like, I'm willing to entertain it, but I'm going to use this idea to go up high, 1,800 feet.
And land it, yeah.
And see, is there a curve in the earth? Now, scientific, not the curve of the earth part, like deciding whether or not the world is round or flat.
Right.
But the fact that he did it on his own, he is one of those guys, like, I love crazy bastards like this, because it was successful, man. It was, I mean.
This is the Mad Mike rocket launch. Should be taking off any moment now. He is in the cockpit. He is armed, ready to release.
And the parachute deploy.
All right.
Ow!
All right, be ready to run just in case.
Woo!
He is coming down at a controlled speed of 17 feet a second.
Our next guest is a California-based limo driver and self-proclaimed daredevil who made headlines after launching his homemade steam-powered rocket 1,875 feet in the air, at a speed of 350 miles per hour, and safely landing back on Earth. And next week, he's taking his rocket to the Flat Earth International Conference in Denver. Not to mention, he's currently building a boat that he hopes will reach 400 miles per hour. Please welcome the one and only Mad Mike Hughes.
Hey man, how have you been?
Busy as ever, guys. How are you?
Good, man. We've been covering this whole Earth International, the Flat Earth International Conference in Denver. We spoke to the keynote speaker the other day, and super interesting stuff. Mark is who we spoke with. Mark, what was his last name? Darfent.
Mark Sargent.
Yeah. And you know me, I'm not a believer in that, but I do love the idea of it. And I know that they sponsored some money in your 1,800-foot rocket launch. And so you guys are all good friends.
Well, Research Flat Earth, came out $7,100, of course. You know, it was
That's nice.
Several thousand more dollars to do that.
Sure,
it
of course.
It was just in making it happen. In fact, we had a guy come on scene from Carson City, Nevada, that pumped $5,000 or $6,000, maybe $7,000 to help make it happen. Also, between November and March, when I finally launched.
Yep. And you did a great job, and you safely landed. So I was happy for you there. And besides the conference that's happening, the 15th, 16th here this month, Jake was telling me that you're going to go for the speed on water record, the fastest boat in the world record, which hasn't been broke really since '78, has it?
That's it. Yeah, it's a 40-year-old record, and I'm trying to bring that record back here to the United States. We're also going to try to do this within a quarter mile. I don't know if that's possible. If I can do 400 and a quarter mile, that's the fastest quarter mile in history by a car, boat, motorcycle, anything. But the current record for a boat right now is 317.
And but they were talking about, who was the other guy? Unofficially, there was a 344 as well, but it was unofficial.
There was a guy named Lee Taylor that catches a high rate of speed. It exceeded the record, and then they set the boat down. They went to Lake Tahoe to set the record and died in 1981.
Well, yeah, 85% of all people who do this, I was reading the statistic, is 85% of all record seekers on the water, the mortality rate is 85%.
Yeah, it's serious. It really, really is. And it's supposed to be. You know, you're in uncharted water, I guess is the best thing. way to describe that. You know, I've never built a boat in my life. I've never owned a boat. So I thought, well,
it's a terrible idea.
The fastest one.
Hey, man, listen, I love it, Mad Mike. You know I'm a fan, but let me tell you why I think it's crazy and it's a bad idea. As a guy who's done, you know, we used to race cars at quarter mile, and there were certain rules. The rules are you, A, have a dry, flat, even surface, and that's how you attain your speed safely. And the water is none of those. It has none of that.
Right.
And you have no brakes. You have no real steering at that speed. You are at mercy of kiting up, flipping, and destroying yourself, which is mostly what happens. And at 400 miles an hour, I mean, I don't even know how you even consider the down pressure, just the simple geometry of it all, that diet, that it's going to take, the physics of it all. And what do you plan on empowering it with?
It's going to be with the same type of steam rocket I had in my rocket back in March. It will be, it's more aerodynamic. It's a little smaller. It has baffles inside of this. When that way the water, saturated water, cannot be sloshing around inside the tank under acceleration. So, and it's got a 3-inch rocket nozzle, where my rocket in March had a 4-inch nozzle. So, there's a little bit of difference. It'd be heated the same way, but, my theory is I've got the air going through the boat. There's no flat surfaces for the water to hit to blow it over.
It's and is this design ever been attempted before?
No.
Oof.
No.
Hey, listen, all kidding aside, man.
It's all new.
You know, let's not kill ourselves for fun. I mean, like, all kidding aside, if you really do this, like, 85% mortality rate.
Yes. Yeah, that is, it's just 1940. In fact, one guy that they did not find his body for 10 days, one guy was decapitated. No, this is serious. It's very, very. But so was me strapped myself to a rocket March 24th. And did you know NASA and SpaceX watched that live?
I'm sure they did.
I told that.
Listen, it's real.
Yeah. So you can imagine the meetings the next morning. What if this guy goes to space? What's it going to make us look like?
I kind of want to take out a death and dismemberment policy on you.
No, man, I got a lot more destruction planned. And like I tell people, I'm going to overturn the court system. I was running for governor.
I know.
They did not ever recognize me. I was the only lawful governor. I'm going to sue them in criminal common law court. That will probably be filed before December 1st. I've already warned them. I said, you ignore me, and you're going to be in jail.
Now, listen.
Eventually.
Mike, what are you about? By the way, if you guys join, Mad Mike is Hughes. You can look him up yourself. California limo driver / daredevil. Guinness record for jumping his limo 103 feet. Launched as a flat earther rocket. Liberty 1, 1,800 feet in the air, and came down safely. It's all on video. Definitely a maniac. You are. But here's the thing. Listen, don't screw with these. Don't truck with trash like that. Politics is for the worst human beings on the planet. You're not a bad human being. Go out and break some records and enjoy your life. Listen, these politicians, they're terrible people, man. They'll ruin your life. It's awful. They're awful people.
Oh, yeah. They're parasitic turds. It's the best. It's just like bar attorneys. They are parasitic turds.
Well, that's it. So listen,
fact,
man.
And the other day, I told a bar attorney to screw off in court Monday.
You got to stop this. Listen,
made the judge laugh twice. I say what I want to. You know, no one's my mom or dad. I'll say what I want to. I'm in court, in front of Trump, in front of anybody.
Yeah. But
I mean, I'm as unfiltered as it gets.
I get it, but
there's not too many people walking around smarter than me, so watch anybody speak over me.
Let me tell you, a great man I know, Norman Schreit, said, you lay down with whores, somebody gets effed.
Yes.
You got to stay away from them. Just go break records and be a badass. Enjoy your life. Don't truck with that.
Well, you know, all that stuff is cool, but in between all this and football games and internet porn and me breaking records is our liberties and freedoms are being taken away daily.
You're right.
And we've got people that think being a liberal is okay.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty liberal.
Democrats okay.
Well, I don't choose a side. And I don't think you should choose a side. Because trust me, the right wing ain't going to love you, man.
I don't care. Hey,
nobody is.
Nobody love me.
That's it.
I'd rather be feared.
Well, that's it. Well, that's my point. Don't choose anybody. It's okay to, you got to think for yourself. Question authority. That's the best way you can be in this life.
Question everything.
Yes. I agree with you.
Everything.
I agree.
And do not follow the norm. Do not follow authority. And for goodness sakes, man, just stand up for yourself in court. Don't hire a bar attorney. Go to court yourself. Teach yourself.
Well, listen, tell me, let's jump subjects as well, because you know my feelings on that. Don't hurt yourself. Don't get in there and don't get in trouble. I do want to see if you make this record with your boat. And what are you going to speak on when you get to the international? Because I think these guys are great. I believe the earth is round. It doesn't make any sense to me. And only reason why I don't believe the earth is this, I'm being lied about, whether it's round or flat, is there's no money to be made. There's no reason to lie to people. Like, nothing good, nothing, nobody benefits from the lie. And that's always my question, is like, follow the money. Why would somebody, you know?
Yes.
And so, but that being said.
Oh, I understand fully.
And that being said.
I question all that stuff.
I love the idea. What are you going to talk to these, what are you going to talk to these guys about? Are you going to talk to them about,
well,
what did you see?
The flat earth community needs to be unified. And in the word community is the word unity. And I want to unify this. And if, and actually, after this conference, I will probably no longer speak about flat earth. Basically, the international flat earth people need to support my $2 million plan to get to space to prove or disprove the shape of this rock that we're standing on right now, or I'll never talk about it again.
Well, listen, they told me the other day, the guy we talked to, Sergeant, that the reason that cannot be done is that we are in a square box, like a big terrarium with a force field that you cannot leave our atmosphere, so you'll never be able to get to the height and leave, because this is all just a giant experiment with the sun on the inside of the terrarium.
Pretty much so.
I think that's an amazingly interesting idea. I don't necessarily buy into it, but how is your rocket going to get high enough if it can't get outside?
First go up with a balloon 20-something miles, and then the rocket will fire, and that will carry me to the 40-something miles into space. And I think that would be the most watched event in mankind history, and it would be a live internet pay-per-view.
Well, that's good crazy.
I can do it within a year.
Well, listen, what are you going to do first, the boat or the balloon rocket deal?
The boat. And actually, I built the boat to turn it into an ice racer so I could set the ice race record with the same vehicle also.
You know, honestly, if we didn't know each other through the show and I hadn't seen the videos and been following this, I'd think you were full of S. But since I know you're not, that just amazes me and amuses me to no end. I love watching it. And everybody should. Mad Mike Hughes. Mad Mike Hughes, you can Google it yourself. Now, people can say what they want. You're crazy. You can do it. You can't do it. But you've done what you said you were going to do. And that, to me, is all the proof anybody needs to watch the next attempt.
Well, you know, I said this in court the other day. You know, they're questioning this and that. I said, you know, folks, at this point in history, now the judge is watching me. There's bar attorneys behind me. The court attorneys are going on. I'm saying, and there's an attorney for the probably sheriff, because I'm suing the sheriff of San Bernardino County. Because he's acting treasonous. And I said, at this point in history, folks, I'm the world's most famous limousine driver. I'm the world's top daredevil. I'm the most innovative man in NASCAR history. I'm the only lawful candidate for governor. And I'm the guy who's going to get to space and turn everything around. Now, I deserve the chance to be heard in any court in this land.
And what did
they
say to that?
What are you going to say to that?
What did they say?
They can't say nothing. You shut up and you listen to me.
I love him. I love him, man. I don't care. I love him. Right or wrong, I don't care how it goes, man.
I watched him laugh twice the other day. When I got in front of him, I said, I haven't seen you in a while. I missed everyone. He starts laughing. You know, it's been like 2 months since I got four cases going on. I get in there and file 20 more, and I told the presiding judge of it. I put him on notice of San Bernardino County. I'm coming down after him also. I've already went after his attorney.
Listen.
So,
pick your fights, man. You got to be careful.
Well, I understand that. But see, when they are trampling on my rights, man, I don't take that lightly.
I got you.
And if you don't exert your rights, you have none. This is what I try to tell people.
Hey.
You got to learn your rights. You got to exert them.
Tell me something, Mike. I've never asked you this. Are you married? You got a girlfriend? Like, what's your personal life?
No, I don't. I don't have time for that crap.
Well, I mean, but it's nice to have somebody. I mean, look, I like internet porn as much as the next guy. But, I mean, it's nice to every once in a while have a live, real, you know, living, breathing girl.
Right. You know, it's just that, guy, I am so busy. You know, for some woman to be around me full time, they're going to have to be beyond intelligent. And I've had what I wanted before, so after that, everything else is kind of chopped liver.
Oh, you get your heart broken.
You know. Oh, yeah, brutally.
Yeah.
Dude, I was engaged to the woman that did the Bowflex commercials. I dated two women that were on cover of Playboy. You know, I can't tell any swimsuit models. I dated Norman that was in Menza. You know, so after a while, you go, man, unless you can beat all this, I don't even want to talk to you.
Well, then what am I going to say to that? I got you. I got you.
What? Yeah, what are you going to say to that? No?
I got you.
So,
Maybe you'll meet somebody.
I've wanted before.
At the Flat Earth International.
Know, hopefully one day.
It could
happen 2 hours from now. What do I know?
Get on Tinder. Are you on Tinder?
I want to. Excuse me?
Get on Tinder, man. Get on some kind of one of those match sites.
I don't know, man. Then you've got something else that absorbs your time.
Right.
Just like Facebook or Twitter or, you know, I got this court stuff and I got this boat and I'm trying to get to space. And how much stuff can one man do?
That's my point. Less court, more vagina.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I don't know, guys. It's just, you know, I just want to do things that's meaningful. And I want to start a sanctuary. I want to do a sanctuary for animals that's been hurt or harmed. And maybe for foster kids, and let them heal each other. I've got the land. I found the land. I'm trying to raise money for that.
Well, and that's a wonderful cause, man. Just, you know, it's there's a right way to do it. And I'm sure that you're smart enough to research and find. I have a couple friends who have refuges and run well. They are incredible things.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought about something the other day. It really made me feel bad. And I thought, and you got to think about all the hours I spent building race cars and racing and traveling, all that other kind of worthless crap. And I'm thinking, I've never planted a tree in my life. And I'm thinking, that's not right. That's not right.
So
we need to all reevaluate what's important.
So what kind of tree did you plant?
I said, no, I never have.
Oh, so you have, still haven't done it.
I mean, you got to give back more than you take.
Absolutely.
I learned that in my movie.
Well, there's no doubt.
Very few of us do. And I'm very embarrassed over that.
Well, then go. Look.
I'm very, very embarrassed.
Hey, you got the rest of the day. Go buy a tree and plant it. No time like the present.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why maybe my living legacy may be the sanctuary.
Yes.
It may be the most important thing I do.
It very well could be, my friend. Listen,
I've got to do something. I can't sit here and not do nothing, because then I don't feel good about myself.
Gotcha.
I said that in court the other day. I said I have the moral obligation to do this.
All right, listen, you stay out of trouble, stay out of jail, because you can't break records, plant trees, or start sanctuaries if you're in the joint. You go to the... Flat Earth International Conference, Denver, 15th through 16th. Anybody listening can go see him. Mad Mike Hughes, you can also go to his website, and you can help out with any of these endeavors, correct?
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, you got any merchandise? I need a shirt. I need to buy a shirt.
Yeah, we got T-shirts. Oh, we got a new toy that's coming out. It's called the Rocket the Stunt Bunny, and he's got my little flight suit on him. I'm looking at him right now. The prototype's in my living room, and we're getting ready to start selling that. And I got... photos for sale, and then my book sound. If you just Google Mad Mike Hughes, the tell-all tale. I tell the tell-all tale about everything.
A good.
And
hey,
in that book, it's on Amazon right now.
Genius idea just came to me because of the shape of the rocket, the Mad Mike Hughes rocket dildo. Best.
Oh.
Genius.
Well, you know, maybe it's in my future. You never can tell.
Thrilling the ladies all through the universe. It could be amazing. Just you have it done just like this side and the all the sponsors on the rocket, and you just sell them a basic vibrator.
I'll work on that. I'll start working on that tomorrow, okay?
Listen, you can spread joy in many ways.
Yeah, well, some people already think I'm a dildo.
You're the best. All right, my friends. Good to hear your voice, man. Continue on.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Take care, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.